12th of October, Varanasi, Clark's Hotel, with Sarah, Shakin, Maeve, Jonathan, Fu, Nina, Azita, and John.
Just at the end of the last discussion, I mentioned the Sutta from Anguttara Nikaya about association with the wise, foundations of mindfulness, guarding sense doors, enlightenment factors, and so on. And your reply was now. Would you elaborate a little bit more?
Because we live in a moment. That's all. Whatever is at this moment will pass on to other moment.
But if there's no satipatthana or no guarding the senses or no association with the wise or no enlightenment factors now, it doesn't seem to be now.
Without this moment, can there be the factors of enlightenment later?
Without the beginning
right.
of development now.
Right. Because we just always think ahead of time. But actually, what about this moment? If there is no understanding now, we might expect to have later lots of great understanding, but it's impossible. If we have it now, then it can grow. For example, when we talk about awareness or right awareness, if it's not now, there can be the understanding from hearing and considering until there are conditions to arise, to condition the right awareness, even right now, very naturally. Because seeing is seeing, no one can change the reality which is now experiencing visible object. But the sanya does not always remember this. It always remembers other things all the time. Until whenever it arises, one knows that it has conditions for its arising by hearing and considering more and more. No expectation, but when there are conditions, no one can stop its arising by conditions.
So hearing the Dhamma can be a condition for such a sanya to arise?
Because at the moment of hearing, there is some understanding adding more and more. For example, when we talk about sanya that usually arise in the day, it's sanya of other things besides Dhamma now. That's why when we hear more and understand more, there can be conditions for awareness to arise. The moment when it arises is so very natural that it is like this, but understanding begins to understand that which is now seeing as a reality.
Because it happens so quickly, it is rising and falling away so quickly, like how can it be possible? And yet is this detailed study of the rising of each citta so that there can be understanding that that is exactly what is happening. It is always falling away. This is the only way to understand the impermanence of the citta.
Intellectual understanding first.
Yes. So there's no point to be worried about how many and how fast,
right.
because that's what's really happening. That's the whole reason why we study.
It has to be like that as long as Panya does grow to that degree that it can become detached from clinging or expecting any moment of understanding. Because right now there are realities for sure, but the beginning of understanding the characteristic of a reality as nama, like the moment of seeing, the moment of thinking, we cannot have them all at once. Impossible. But it has conditions for its beginning to arise and be aware of a characteristic. And we don't have to say that now awareness arises and it is aware. It's the moment of beginning to understand, developing the understand. Like seeing is real, it's a reality, it's now sees, so it's conditioned. Otherwise, seeing cannot arise. Visible object cannot appear. So whatever arises and appears now is only different realities like nama and rupa. That's all. Just develop understanding so one knows that all realities are anatta. Otherwise, the self is trying to do something, and that is wrong. So the person who has the understanding knows by himself whether that moment is right or wrong. And this is the way to eliminate the wrong path, by knowing that that moment is not the right path. And usually people keep on thinking about themselves as how much I know and how much I will know and when shall I become enlightened. But that is only thinking. So thinking is just thinking. It's different from awareness.
Also, if chittas are moving so fast, how can I catch the realities?
Yeah. It's no one's business at all. Just developing understanding, that's all.
So whenever there is thinking about how much or how little or when, then the anatta quality has been completely forgotten.
And also people don't seem to think about other mental factors. If lopa can arise on its own by conditions, why is it sati also conditioned similarly?
The conditions that apply to kusala dhammas are the same as those that apply to akusala dhammas, as far as I understand it.
As conditions.
So it's possible that when akusala citta arises and go away, the same time the kusala citta comes?
The same time?
Not the same time, I mean right now, one after another. When that happens, would that consider kusala citta?
I think that it's not trying to consider what citta is, but to understand the quality or the characteristic of reality as that which is not self. For example, seeing right now,
yes.
It's not self because it's that which is conditioned to see. That's all. At this very moment.
So realizing it is also understanding it is considered kusala-citta.
Why consider? It doesn't depend on anyone's considering at all. Instead of saying or naming it as kusala, what about the characteristic which is not self? Even it's kusala is not self, and even it's akusala is not self either.
I am still very confused about karma, because the old saying always said, you have old karma, and can you make new good new karma to balance with the old karma so it becomes zero?
When is the old karma?
Could be from the past lives.
You mean not now?
Not now.
Okay. Just past. Just it's already past.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is now is present.
Present.
Yeah. When we talk about past karma and present karma, it has to be the one which has fallen away is the past and the one which is now presenting itself is present one.
Then when someone say ahosikam,
what does it mean? Because we have to know the meaning. Ahosikamma is that which has been done. That's all. The karma which has been done. Ahosi has done already.
So ahosi and apai.
Oh no, this is the Thai understanding of meaning, but not the meaning in Pali. Okay. We don't have to. To think the way we understand or misunderstand. Because the Pali term is the karma which has done is ahosi, because it's done already.
So when someone make new karma,
then it will produce result in the future. And that one has done already, so it is ahosi karma.
But isn't ahosi the one that won't bring results in
No, not at all. No. Some will bring result in the future, and some will bring this life, and some has brought already in past life.
So the gamma of the immediately past moment, if that was a gamma, if there was
ahosi
gamma, is ahosi gamma.
Yeah. Okay. And it can produce result in this life, see, or future life, okay. Not past life.
So when we talk about old karma, there's really no distinction between karma done in this life and karma done in a previous life.
Past or past karma.
Yes. And so the new karma of this moment is old karma the next moment.
Yes. Past.
Can you talk a bit about how understanding has to be developed naturally, and how when there's understanding, it's like now? Because a lot of people think that the experience is different then, and they refer to something else other than what arises and falls in the six doorways.
Yes, please give example.
When people talk about meditational experiences as being sign of progress.
Without any understanding of seeing, hearing right now.
I've heard people refer to sections in the Visuddhimagga explaining or talking about such experiences too.
Visuddhimagga has three sections, sila, nitesa, and samadhi nitesa, and panya nitesa. So this is in what nitesa? When it's about panya, it's about reality right now.
And what is that about different special experiences?
Of reality right now?
Not of reality.
Of?
But having visions.
No, is there a vision right now?
No.
So, why not understanding reality right now?
So what is it in the Visuddhimagga?
It depends on what part is it about, whether it's about those who have ability to develop jhana, but only jhana cannot condition right understanding of reality right now. Different conditions. Is there anyone interested in vision?
Not us.
You mean someone who experienced anatta for 3 hours or something? That happens?
What do you mean, anatta for 3 hours? Experienced anatta for three
yes,
hours?
Yes, yes. Someone said, just for an evening or so. There was a special experience.
Okay, yes. What are those anatta realities that they experience?
Not mentioned.
So it's not mentioned, anatta. No use?
Yeah, a feeling that he was outside his body or...
Feeling is outside the body? Possible or not possible?
So how can we explain that?
No understanding.
But I won't say that straight. I would rather try to explain.
Wouldn't that person like to experience reality, the real one?
He said it was fallen away, but it helps him. It,
it
helps
has
him.
Fallen away, but what about now?
Yeah.
Which one has fallen away?
His experiences.
But what appears now?
Not known.
Some people see that as a sign, as a taste of anatta.
It doesn't matter at all, as long as they cannot tell how come.
And that's why I want to hear more.
Yes, there was an explanation.
About what? About realities right now?
About realities, why it must be realities right now. If there is panya, it must be of a conditioned realities that arise and fall.
So what panya knows?
What's experienced with the six doors?
Mm-hmm, that's the answer. When it's panya, it can know. When it's not panya, it cannot know at all. So one can see the difference between avijja, moha, and panya. They cannot be the same.
So in those cases when they mistake such experiences for the development of panya, are they in fact increasing wrong view?
Certainly. Because they cling and they mistake the wrong one as the right one.
following on from Fu's question about karma, I have a few questions on Paticca-samuppada I'd like to follow up with. I'm looking at some notes that Bhikkhu Bodhi wrote to go with his translation, the Abhidhammata Sangaha, and the one or two points I'd like to clarify. So we know Sankara Pachaya Vijnana, and we know that here the karma refers to past karma and Vijnana refers to Patisandhicitta in this life. And then dependent on consciousness arises mind and matter, Vijnana Pachaya Nama Rupa. Here, does the Vijnana still just refer to Patisandhicitta, or does it refer to both Patisandhicitta and past karma as well?
And Vipaka. All Vipakas, because the Sankhara Pachaya Vijnana, which must be Vipaka.
Right. The first one refers to Patisandhi and all Vipaka.
Yeah.
And then Vijnana Pachaya
Condition Nama and Rupa.
It's same, it's still all Vipaka.
At the moment of Patisandhicitta and also other moments of Vipaka Cittas as well.
Yes, because here he wrote it, Vijnana refers to both resultant consciousness Vipaka and karmic consciousness of previous lives, but I think it's just Vipaka Cittas.
Because you see that when we talk broadly, sometimes the word citta includes all.
Yes.
But it depends on what pachya.
Right.
It has to be clarified too.
All right. Vijnana pachya nama rupa only refers to
at the moment of rebirth consciousness,
right.
There must be cetasikas which arise, accompany the rebirth consciousness, and also rupa, conditioned
right.
by kamma.
So here the rupa only refers to kamaja rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason that it says Vijnana Pachaya Nama Rupa because the Patisandhicitta, because the citta itself is the chief or the leader? Is this the reason?
Because the karma does not produce only Patisandhicitta alone. Karma also produces cetasika, which accompany the Patisandhicitta as well. And also it conditions the kamaja rupa, which arises with the Patisandhicitta.
So it's not because the Patisandhicitta, which is accompanied by the cetasikas and the kamaja rupas, is the
Dhamma condition Patisandhicitta and cetasika. So when Patisandhicitta arises, it needs also Vipaka cetasikas to accompany.
And Namarupa Pachaya Asalayatana, Namarupa has the same meaning as just discussed, and the Salayatana, as we discussed before, refers to all the Ayatanas. And here the note said mind-based Manayatana refers to 32 Vipaka Cittas, but actually it refers to all cittas in this context. And when the associated cetasikas arise, they condition the arising of resultant consciousness.
I
feel
that when we read about Paticchasamuppada, we should not limit just what is said in Paticchasamuppada. For example, what condition Manayatana, we shouldn't think just only that, but we can understand that all types of cittas are Manayatana, because the explanation goes further and further.
It has to be deeper than just... So you mean that in the text it may refer just to the 32 Vipaka cittas, but actually the meaning...
For example, avijja, condition sankhara, all types of kamma, see? We can talk about the akusala kamma vajra, and rupa vajra, and arupa vajra, the circle of birth and death by avijja, which conditions sankhara. Not limited just how many are there.
And here, before, when we refer to Salayatana Pachaya Passa, you have said that Passa refers to all Passa. In this note here, he mentions that Passa only refers to the contact associated with Vipaka Cittas.
So it's very limited
So this is just limited.
All these,
yes.
Got 12 links, that's all.
Yes.
But actually, it's explained further and further.
That it refers to mm-hmm. all, yeah. all cheetahs, all kinds of pasa.
When you say it explains further and further, what yes. do you mean?
Not just limited only to vipaka citta, only, like manayatana. All cheetahs are manayatana. Because we have to understand what is meant by ayatana first.